My name's Beth Cochran, and I'll be reading to you an extract from my short piece, Another Living Soul. Share your silence, bring your voice. Marie had found the advert in the wanted section of her local newspaper, right next to the usual job ads for receptionists, piano teachers, joiners. Well, that's not particularly informative, she thought. She heard her mother's voice in her head. Don't be picky now, you can't afford to be picky. And Marie hadn't become particularly fond of the bathrooms she'd been scrubbing recently. Her heart didn't thrill at the prospect of scraping dried toothpaste from mildewed sinks, so she dialed the number underneath the advert and was promptly scheduled for an informal chat. The following Monday, she found herself interviewed, accepted, and beginning a new job. The man who hired her had not commented on any oddity when he led her from the interview room and into her new office, through the door of a greenhouse and into a marbled warmth. He settled Marie at a desk within. The phone in front of you will ring and you will talk to the caller. At 5 o'clock you can leave, but you must be back at your desk by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Understand? The man's expression had not changed from the minute they met, a small smile tilting the corners of his lips, only opening his mouth a fraction when speaking. Oh yes, that's fine, Marie nods a little frantically, enthusiastic smile cemented across her face. Oh, stop that, you look like an idiot. Tone it down. Should I ask who the caller will be? She pauses for a millisecond and decides it's best to remain unquestioning. This is your escape from scrubbing bathroom tile mould. Don't ruin your chances. She settles herself into the chair and turns to the man who hired her, but he's already disappeared. And she sits in the greenhouse, leaning back in her chair behind a little white desk, telling herself, yes, yes, this is all normal, and no, you don't really know what's happening, but you'll work it out and it'll be fine. The air feels synthetic, static, controlled by the sunlight radiating through the glass roof. It falls to the tops of the tallest plants, dappling itself amongst the leaves which shield Marie's eyes from the direct sunlight. The greenhouse, holding 3 rows of 4 desks, all occupied, does not smell like a greenhouse. No humidity, no smell of damp earth or even a hint of pollen can be detected in the sunlit room. Instead, only warm plastic fills Marie's nostrils. Usually an unpleasant smell associated with burning, induced decay, it's transformed into something warm and comforting. More charming than the smell of bleach, at least. The flowers, the ferns, the rows upon rows of herbs and the immaculately arranged leaves of vegetation, Marie realises, can't be the work of a gardener. Rather, every leaf and tendril and trailing fern had been pressed into perfect moulds and left to set, each identical to the once individual, original specimen.